So the angels had appeared to the shepherds with a song. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. And now reading, it was on your service sheet, page 4, I think it is, or 5. A promise of a baby boy who was given a title. Not his name is Jesus, but his title was Prince of Peace. Now, what do you think about Christmas? It's a nice way. Do you think of peace? Is peace what you don't see? Perhaps you think of it being peaceful. Those beautiful snows I might one day get seem to blanket the landscape, but everything goes quiet, all the animals go into hibernation, it's very still. The cars and the buses stop. Work stops, you can finally put your feet up. Perhaps you think about that Christmas truce in the trenches in World War I, when men put down their guns and they cross over into no man's land and exchange gifts and conversation and even play football together. A peace as a sort of temporary suspension to hostilities. And maybe that is what we think of at Christmas, that the family gets together and they pick up the usual family squabble from where they left off last Christmas. But Christmas is about peace. Often our Christmas isn't peaceful, but Christmas is about peace. It can be fraught, can't it, Christmas? Particularly God hosting. Trying to please everyone, making sure there's the right combinations of food so everyone's going to have enough, whilst you yourself are exhausted. Exhausted by dinner, exhausted by presents, exhausted by batteries not included, and trying to find in another set of AAAs. Well, that isn't quite the peace that our writer means here. A peace in the Bible means something rather more than simply nobody's arguing just at the moment. The word in the Bible is shalom. It's a word that means wholeness or wellness. If you think about your body, just for a moment, perhaps you've got aches and pains, perhaps the rugby season's taken its toll on one or two of us in the room. Shalom has to do with fine-tuning the machine, properly oiling it. So your organs, your body, the blood, the joints, the brain, the body, all in perfect harmony. So you feel shalom, you feel well. You feel that harmony of all things together. And shalom in the Bible is to do with the wellness of our whole lives. It happens when all the parts of our life are in sync together. So peace here doesn't just mean the absence of war. It means something rather more than that. Just look at verse 5 in our reading. You can have page 4, on page 4, your service sheet's open. Every warrior's boot used in battle, every garment on their head will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. And what Isaiah here sees is not simply the end of there's no fighting going on. It is that the possibility of fighting has gone. The arrival of the baby Jesus signals a profound change. It is a declaration of peace that is for the whole world. It is about an end of violence everywhere. It's about bringing the whole universe back into perfect harmony. Countries no longer going to war with other countries. They won't even think to do that. But also, close to home, we won't go to war with our brothers and sisters. We won't pull their hair. We won't fight. Peace means that we will know how we fit into the world. That everything works as it should do. The stress and friction we find in our lives disappears. I don't know about you, but that sounds rather good to me. Of course, this week, above all weeks, we are aware that we don't live in peace. We just had a general election, in case you haven't noticed. And whatever the result was going to be, not everyone's going to be happy with it. I don't know how you're feeling. So if the King of Peace has already come, why are we not at peace? Why is there not shalom everywhere? when the angels appeared to the shepherds, they gave a very clear instruction. Go to Jesus. They went and they made Jesus their king. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Jesus is the gift that was given that first Christmas. Given to anyone who would come to Jesus, an offer by God to us. But like all gifts, you have to open them, you have to accept them. You have to take them and make them yours. Jesus has come. He's come as the Prince of Shalom and peace. And we've ignored him. Yes, haven't we? We leave Jesus under the tree for next Christmas. Unwrapped, ignored, unloved. And Christmas after Christmas, the present sits there under the tree. And we never take him out and unwrap him and take a proper look at him. And Jesus can't be our Prince of Peace unless he's our Prince. Well, there's more to say. It takes a lot of work to sort out the mess that's inside us, doesn't it? When we come to Jesus, we come like the victims of a serious accident that comes to the hospital. We need that emergency surgery to bend our arteries and our organs to fit things back together again. But we also need that long-term therapy, don't we? We need that long-term physio, that care to learn to walk again, to learn to function properly as we should. Jesus' offer of peace here is an offer to build us again from the inside out. But he can only do that if he's invited into the midst of our hearts in the first place. The friction, the stress, the lack of peace that we see around us, that we feel in our hearts, will only get fixed over time as Jesus comes to take possession of us and the world around us. We need to see that to bring the lasting peace that Jesus promises, when he really will bring an end to all wars and all oppression, he needs to remove everything from our lives that causes that peace to be broken. And one day, he will. As we look forward to Christmas, we look backwards to Jesus coming the first time, but we also look forward to Jesus coming back as the King of the universe. And we remember that we are invited again this Christmas to come to him for peace, for terms of peace with him, with our God, and terms of peace with each other. One day he's going to come back, and he will come as a conquering king to bring that peace everywhere, a peace that lasts forever. That's the promise of our reading this morning. It's a brilliant message, isn't it? Because we want that peace, we long for that peace. It's why the star appeared, it's why the angels sang, it's why the shepherds ran. It is why we stop to celebrate Christmas every year. Please, please, don't leave Jesus unopened under the tree this year. Take a close look at him. He offers a profound peace, a wellness in the whole of our lives, if we have him as our King. Shall I pray for us that we might do that this Christmas? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift of a child who will be King. Thank you that you've given him to us, for our wellness, our wholeness, as individuals, as a society, as a whole world. We pray that every one of us would come to have Jesus as our personal Prince of Peace, and that you would send Jesus back soon to bring that healing on the whole world. For his sake and our good. Amen.